Hey guys, how are we? That's right. Stop laughing at me. I swear to God. I'm here. We're here again. Sons of the Gun. Episode nine.
We're moving.
We're almost at double figures.
We are almost at double figures. Next week's the big week.
I can touch it. I'm already planning it. It's gonna be big.
Yeah.
It's probably not. It's probably gonna be like an hour, but it's gonna be big.
Like 10 minutes. Just to please and thank you.
I'm here this week with one of my mates, close personal friends, David Beckham. He's looking
free,
very fresh.
Free kick record holder in the Premier League.
Are you threatened by James Ward-Prowse or?
Nah, not at all.
No.
I think when Southampton get relegated, he'll never touch the Premier League again.
He'll never touch Premier League grass again. And your record will be safe for another
always
couple of years. Till Madison or someone race it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. All right. No, I'm glad. I'm glad you're not feeling threatened.
No.
What do we got today?
We've gone for a different format this week, haven't we? Just a bit of a instead of going through all the games individually.
Yep. It's a bit long that, wasn't it? So.
It is, yeah, and we're thinking that's why it's a bit long, yeah, the episodes, well, but
quite literally long.
So instead of that, we're just going to kind of pose questions to ourselves, but also
really expose
stuff that
ourselves.
You guys can get involved in
expose ourselves for the frauds and
yeah
that we are
the terrible ball knowledge,
that awful ball knowledge that we possess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What have you been doing in the meantime in the outside of the football life?
Outside of the football life, I mean,
what have you got going
on? Sadly, my dear friend passed away the other day, Friday midday. I shouldn't be laughing; it's not funny. At the end of the day, it's serious. Yeah, it's serious sure matter. My dear friend Hare, I miss him greatly. He'd been my friend for
he was with you always
10+ years. Really, I'd had him for so long.
He's with you always. Yeah.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it was just time to go, blood. He's got to go, blood. But anyways, moving on.
Is that Taylor Swift? Because we're moving swiftly on.
Anyways. Okay, so first we can... It was a fucking 2 minutes. 2.5 minute intro. We're talking about being slow. But anyways. First thing that... we say we wouldn't talk about games... as himself, but sporting.
All right, guys, we're going to stop talking about games. So let's dive straight into this first game. There was Europa League midweek.
It was.
Which I didn't watch, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah, you missed it, didn't you?
I didn't watch. It was 3:45 a.m. game.
Yeah.
Which is the worst possible time for me because I just, when I'm asleep, I don't like getting up.
Yeah.
I did set an alarm for 3:40.
Yeah.
And I don't remember waking up to turn off at all.
And it was still going at 5:30.
It was still going.
You woke up to it again at 7:40.
I don't remember it at all. So
but no, I thought, you know what, I've got to wake up for this one, considering I missed the Bournemouth game during the week.
Yep.
And
you
obviously didn't learn from my lesson, but I guess at the end of the day, you didn't miss much. So, a 2-2 draw in an away Europa League fixture. Obviously, away goals doesn't matter, but
you think away goals should matter? Did you like
bring
that
it back, or? Man? Bring it back. I love the away goals.
It adds
rule.
More thrill.
Like the away goals rule, I think, was just like yes, it's like why? I think there was just something about it that made it.
Well,
a little more.
You had iconic comebacks.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Like the Roma one, the Barca one.
Yeah.
The Liverpool.
Yeah, the Liverpool Barca.
Yeah, Liverpool Barca. You just Spurs City.
Yeah.
Just
all there's so many different comebacks you can
plus
think
minutes,
of.
Just
that,
like.
Yeah.
Winning on goal difference, as much as it is kind of a stitch up, it's like.
Yeah, I know that it's like it I reckon makes sense. When you lose to it, it probably feels a bit shit. Like it's like, okay, well, why does that rule exist? Yeah. I mean, they scored the same amount of goals as us, but they go through sort of thing.
I think they scrapped it because you can't get extra time in the first game.
Yeah.
But if it's 1-1 after the first game, 1-1 after 90 minutes of the second game, the home team then gets an extra half hour advantage.
That's true.
Or vice
versa. Yeah, I didn't think about that, actually.
The away team and only scores one, the home team needs two, so...
I would argue bring it back.
Yeah.
I think it's a quality.
It was
I
a flawed system.
I think it was so cool.
Maybe they can improve on it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they can. It's a good point.
But, yeah. No, I think it was
what if they scrap? What if they scrap extra time and they just do straight penalties?
What if they do, like, the penalties they used to do back in the day? You'd run from the halfway line.
Nah. I'm not entertaining that.
gets the injury halfway down the field.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. So you didn't watch it, so I guess I better...
Yeah, take the lead. Take the lead for me. I watched highlights,
by the way. Yeah, obviously you watched the highlights. But it was a pretty strong team, I'd say. Which I expected. I think... Well, actually, no. Well, I think it was mixed between both, really. You kind of said Kivior would start. Don't know how you brought that to fruition.
What do you mean? His time for him to get a start.
But I didn't expect it to happen, and it did happen. And was it underwhelming? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very surprised at how
kind of disappointing he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's his first game.
Yep.
I want to give everyone time. And he looks like a quality player. Like, as in, you can just tell that he is going to be someone who, like, he has the quality there.
First game on the European stage as well. So
yeah, exactly.
It's just it's different altogether. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But,
I would say just give him a bit more time.
Yeah.
Like, he played 60 minutes or something. Did he play the whole game? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. No, Gabriel came on at some point. Okay. Gabriel came on at some point.
So he played. What,
I think 70 something.
Yeah, 70 minutes of one game.
Yeah.
You can't judge him based off that.
Yeah. No. And we had a Tomiyasu cameo that was superb.
Yeah, so
considering his previous couple of games and his form in the last couple of games, Tomiyasu came on and...
How do you mean superb? Because he's conceded two.
Well, he has... Well, you know, he came on and I think at that point we'd already conceded.
Okay.
So... I don't know when, I can't remember the minute that he came on exactly as well, but he'd come on and I just remember thinking he's won every single tackle here, which we've said it in, I said it at some point like weeks and weeks ago that his strength is when players run at him.
Yeah, absolutely.
When players come at him.
For the most part, his decision making is incredible. His athletic ability is incredible.
Oh yes, absolutely. And I think when he came on, he reassured that right side.
Yeah.
Which we
so
didn't
he did
really.
Play on the right, okay.
Did he?
I think he was on the left.
Might be chatting shit.
He came on left back. Is what anyways. I've heard. And that's why I put is he better at left back? He plays there
he's two footed, isn't he?
He plays sort of left centre back for Japan.
Yep.
He's very two footed.
Yeah.
And when he does play left back, he looks really good. Yep. So I'm like, is he a left back in the future? Do we deploy him at left back?
I think you can play him anywhere around the back line.
Potentially get a new right back at like Fresneda or something.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And then you'd probably have to move Tierney on.
Yeah. Well, which looks likely. Looks likely that Tierney move on, isn't it? Yeah. He looks like he's going to Newcastle, and I think that'd be good for Newcastle. Actually, I think that's good for both parties or everyone
said,
involved.
Yeah,
really,
I said a couple
of
weeks ago. I think it's a good deal for all
like
parties.
We seem like we're not using him. Yeah. So if we're not using him, we may as well get our money's worth. The fee that we're looking to move him on for is identical to that of what we bought him for. So that's ideal.
How much did you buy him for? 30, 35?
I think it was actually 25. Okay. So we might actually be even getting a bit more
I want more than
which
that.
Which is ideal.
I want more than that.
But I wouldn't... 30, 35 is like... That's all right. Considering last season it was 40.
In today's market, for what can be a world-class fullback.
Yeah.
When he's not
yes,
injured.
But at the end of the day, it's a world-class fullback that is obviously injury-prone.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, I don't necessarily mind it. And I think for Newcastle, that's a pretty good buy.
Well, you don't know what kind of shower he's got in his house. So.
That's a little niche little joke there.
anyway.
And so he would replace Dan Byrne, presumably.
Yeah.
Which is probably, like, I think
I really
Dan Byrne this season has been quality.
I watched half an hour of Newcastle last night. I really don't like Dan Byrne.
Really?
He's just a dickhead.
Oh, you don't like him as a person?
I don't like him as a
player, but not as a player as in because he plays poorly, but because he just...
Well as a player, he's so big. He's so like
he
weird to watch.
Yeah.
You see him run down the... Like he almost runs in slow motion.
Yeah. Yeah. He should run faster. He's got less drag. Yeah. He lost a finger. He doesn't have a finger. He doesn't have his finger. So
he's
less drag on him.
Well.
He should be... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
No, I think he has been quality this season, but yeah.
Yeah, his quality has been shown by the fact that Newcastle have been very good.
Yep.
And obviously their defense is what has stood out this season for them.
No, so there was a time I was watching it last night. It was like the 30th minute or something. And in the Wolves box, he kind of took out Ruben Neves took him out. I think he left like a stud on him accidentally or something. Yeah. And Ruben Neves was down holding his foot. And Dan Byrne walked up to him and just went over him and like screamed something at him.
Yeah, righto.
And then like 5 minutes later, Ruben Neves is still on the ground. And so it's like,
yeah,
like read the room sort of thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But apart from that, in the in the sporting game, what else happened?
What
in the sporting game? I've forgotten.
Well, we drew. What do you think we'll take it home? And
well, yeah. I think that's what you'd expect.
I think the fact that...
That's why I'm not too unhappy about a 2-2 draw here. It's because I expect us to go home and...
I think the fact that we were so comfortable against Fulham gave us a chance to get off our best players to then start them in midweek.
Yes.
And just dust Fulham.
Yeah.
Fulham. Dust Sporting at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, so we took off...
Saka came off.
Martinelli came off.
Trossard came off.
Zinchenko came off pretty early as well. So
and Ben White came off.
And that looks to seem... that seems to be the
I would have taken Partey off, but that's another thing.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, he might not even play. Yeah,
we'll see. There was... Well, what happened in the other European games, just quickly?
Very good question.
Chelsea beat Dortmund.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Chelsea beat Dortmund.
3-1?
Which
was in the end?
Which, actually, we did say that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did say that.
We said they don't actually have anything to worry about. They will turn it around.
I thought that a 1-0 lead for Dortmund, and Chelsea looked the better team in the first leg, didn't they? Yep. So
yeah, exactly.
A 1-0 lead didn't look enough for Dortmund, and it wasn't. So, and Chelsea perfectly
and
turned
it
around.
Their fans were back on the horse. They're back on the...
They are now, aren't they?
We're going to win the fucking lot. We're going to top four.
Yeah, righto, bud.
Go win the league while you're at it.
Anyways.
But I had a point. I had a point to bring up was Borussia Dortmund.
Mm.
They always seem to be in the top teams discussion.
Yes. Yeah, top two teams in the country for them.
Can you tell me what the last trophy they won is? And I'm not including like cups like DFB Pokal or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Like large major trophy, the biggest,
like a league or a Champions League.
Champions League was Champions League. They won like early 2010s, didn't they? They won.
To be fair, if I'm saying I'm not including cups, that kind of rules Arsenal out as a big team.
Yeah,
but
true.
But you know, in a team where you've got 2-3 competitive teams,
yeah.
In a league where you've got 2-3 competitive teams, you kind of
There's not much competition. There's literally Bayern and Dortmund, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
as big teams. Yeah, but Leipzig's only recent. Like, Dortmund's been a big team for years and years, obviously. But
some of the best support in the world, but they just never seem to compete in the Bundesliga. And it doesn't help that everyone bends over for Bayern in that league. Bayern have got all the best players, and Dortmund have a young player coming up through the system. And Bayern go, oh yeah, he's good. I'll take him off your hands.
It's like,
and they're like, okay. Here
have
we go,
you?
Here
I don't
you
know if
daddy.
You've seen.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is exactly like that. So Manuel Neuer got injured a couple months ago,
and Sommer, they just took Sommer,
and they just in the January transfer window, like they're just like, oh yeah, he got injured in the transfer window, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
On a ski accident, I believe that's what that was. A little Michael
Schumacher action. Because they go on a break over. The winter, don't they?
Yeah, they do. The Bundesliga, I think. And just casually, Bayern.
Who's the next
best goalkeeper in the league? And we go, yep, we'll tell you him, thanks. And Mönchengladbach go, yes, absolutely, take our best player, take our best player. Yeah, sure. I don't really know what like. There's just no like respect for competition.
Yeah,
I feel like
it's with all due respect, which is none. It's a dead league.
Yeah.
I think it might be the most farmers of all of them.
Yeah, I actually think so. And you know what? Like, I think there is a couple of good teams there apart from those two that are like, they play nice football. Like, and obviously Leipzig's up there now. They've got Union Berlin who are having an amazing season.
That's true.
But again, you watch next season, they probably won't be.
Well, they weren't. See, last season.
No. No, they were. They were up there. I think they were a little bit up there. But either way, they're just it all fluctuates. And there's not like, it's like, there's no competition, really. Okay.
But it's just, there's nothing doing in it. And you see young players go there to get experience.
Yeah.
And young players, like, tear it up there.
Yeah.
Every time, so.
Well, both two of our youngsters.
Reece Nelson went there.
And Emil Smith-Rowe both went there. Obviously, Emil was riddled with injury, but he
so
still
was,
went
so
there.
So was Reece's, to be fair.
Yeah, true.
Reese's pieces. Reese was in pieces. Well, that on that spell, but no, but he started off with like 5 goals in six games, but like they were all off the bench appearances.
Yeah. Yeah, he did, didn't he? Serge Gnabry went there for a bit, and that's where he formed his career.
Yeah. We've being an English team, we've allowed Dortmund to keep hold of Jude Bellingham for us.
Yeah.
Before he comes home to the Arsenal.
It's been nice of them, haven't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haaland went there.
Haaland, yeah, City.
He's Norwegian, but he's an English boy.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Dortmund, they're a bit average. Being considered a big team. And what do you got here?
They're always considered a big team, but like when's the last time they won something?
Yeah.
Like what you said, did they win Champions League 10
years
ago?
Champions League, something like.
Which
10.
To be fair,
nah, it wasn't 10. I feel it was a little earlier than that. I don't even know.
I feel it was more than 10.
I might have to get the
might have to get your
the stats up on that one.
Stat check.
It's probably just over 10, but
the point is that they always are kind of underwhelming.
Yeah,
and they never really deliver.
Much like another team.
Who's that? Well, yes, that's right. I called them the German Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they are. Because they're considered a big team, but they don't win anything.
They put the pressure on.
They do. They do like, they do. They do, don't they? They keep the spot warm.
Put the pressure on.
And then they're just like, here. Mm. Here, daddy. Here, daddy.
Here you go, daddy.
Bayern.
Give me 20 mil at the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Our best player.
Yeah.
Adeyemi, I've no doubt he will end up going to Dortmund. To Bayern.
Yeah, that's a shout. That's a very big
Absolutely
shout.
Absolutely no doubts about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think, moving swiftly on, or yeah?
Yep, Taylor Swift's back, so we're moving on. Oh, they lost in the... Sorry, moving back to Dortmund, actually. They lost in the final to Bayern, but I swear they won one. I swear they won one. 2013?
I don't think they won one. I don't think they have recently.
Nah, they totally have won a Champions
League. They just haven't. It's been Bayern, it's been Real Madrid, it's been Atletico Madrid made a couple finals.
I'm pretty certain they've won a Champions League at some point.
Chelsea and Man City made final, Liverpool. Yeah, so it's not been Dortmund.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're a bozo, brother.
Yeah. Well, next question.
Well, what are you moving on from Europe or you?
Oh, we can keep going on Europe. So what do we
one
got?
Other one I want to talk about was Spurs.
Oh yes, yeah.
So
yeah, underwhelming.
The English Spurs.
The English Spurs.
From the German Spurs, the English Spurs. Just bottlers, isn't it? So they were
the other team apart from Chelsea that we kind of said, well, that lead for Milan wasn't enough. I didn't think that was enough. I thought Spurs absolutely were in the game for that.
Spurs looked better.
And they looked better in that game. And I thought that, you know, they take it that it was a home game, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The second leg.
I think so.
So I thought surely they can take it back and progress. But Conte is average, isn't he? Well, not just Conte, but
inherited the bottle gene.
Yeah. What did Danny Rose say? You see that thing that he said?
No.
Something about you know, you can have the best stadium, but it's like having the best house, but you've got no furniture. I thought that was awesome. And from an ex player, they literally played for Spurs like 2.5
legit,
years ago.
Yeah, legit, like not even that long ago.
I thought that was so good. That was an awesome analogy.
Fairs. Yeah. Nah, good on you.
But yeah, no, they it was a 0-0 game.
Yeah, just they needed just no, and there was one as well. They needed a goal, right? They obviously just needed like one goal to get themselves back in it. And they took off Kulusevski in the 82nd minute for I don't even know who they brought on, but they brought on a defender. They brought on a defender for
when they needed a goal. That's Conte for you.
And
it's just negative.
Kiedy Romero gets himself sent off again.
Oh yes, true. Forgot about that.
It's just they're just kind of a shambles team, aren't they? And actually,
I'd like to say Romero is just like, how is he regarded as one of the best centre backs?
Can I just say with Romero, remember when Gabriel was seen as the bozo,
which is just
average, and Romero was seen as that world class defender. Yeah. He's top 5, top 3 in the league, whatever.
Yeah,
they've switched roles.
They have.
Gabriel,
they have.
For me, this season has been the best defender
quality
in the league.
Oh yes, agreed. Yeah,
Gabriel
might be a little biased in that, but I don't know. I think there's justification there.
Who else can you see that's been
maybe one of the Newcastle defenders? But I mean, you know
they've started to fall off.
Yeah. Yes,
but I see, just Romero making bozo mistake after bozo mistake every week in week out.
Yeah.
You tune into a Spurs game 10 minutes late.
His tackles are terrible,
aren't
they?
And you're likely to see Romero already with a yellow card.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
he's horrendous.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. He's got no brain cells.
Yeah, he's Mustafi with anger issues.
At least Mustafi could score a header.
That's true.
Have you seen
when was the last time Romero scored?
Probably hasn't yet. Yeah. But
either way,
Mustafi could get up for a corner.
Yeah,
and he'd love to blame everyone.
Yeah,
that's a trait that Romero probably does have that trait. Fucking bozo.
Yeah.
So no, I just think it was interesting that they've completely switched roles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
And the argument saying that Romero's, have you seen that the one guy on Twitter, the guy who does that rap. And he made some song about Romero being, or something. He did some chant about Romero being better than Ben White at the start of the season.
Yeah, right, fair.
And or last season or something like that. And he came out the other day. He's like, "Yeah, I'm still not wrong." All right, buddy.
It's like that Liverpool guy who just,
oh yeah,
every time they win like 1-0 against fucking Southampton or something. Yeah, he's like, "We are back." Yeah. It's like, brother, come on.
Or he said the other day, he said when we were losing to Bournemouth, he's like, "How are you 1-0 down? How do you lose 1-0 to Bournemouth at home?" And then they go and lose 1-0 to Bournemouth the other day.
Yeah, it's just life comes at you fast.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But that's, I do want to talk about Liverpool as well, though.
Yeah.
So since our last episode, did we cover the 7-0 last episode?
Yep, we did.
So obviously they slapped them. They slapped United 7-0. Yeah. And then they went and lost 1-0 to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Well, and they do have Real Madrid to come this week.
The merry-go-rounds of the Premier League.
They next have Real Madrid. They have, I think, Man City. They have us in there.
Yeah, they've got some real tough.
I think they have Chelsea as well, potentially. So
yeah.
It will make or break the season. But
Judgment Day.
I do still want to say, though, I think they will finish top four.
I agree.
I think they'll push out Spurs.
Do I agree? Don't know, actually. I don't know if I take that back. The issue is, though, like, I think their comeback was a couple of weeks too late.
Yeah, but it's the nature of the Premier League, isn't it? They're only 8 points behind Spurs.
I actually cannot. If Liverpool get top four, I would love it so much because it would just mean Spurs have bottled it.
Well,
and we
can always rely on Spurs to bottle it. So
exactly.
If you're gonna put your money on anything,
yeah.
I'd
a Romero yellow card, and then also
Spurs to bottle it.
But yeah. So Liverpool to get top four, I think they're not. So they're what? They're 8 points off Spurs.
I think so,
or something like that.
Maybe they're 8 off United and like 6 off.
Oh, it's 6 off Spurs. It's 6 off Spurs with a game in hand, isn't it? Actually, so they're actually quite close. Which means, because Liverpool are 6th right now.
6th, which they've just quietly they've snuck up there.
Yeah,
which is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
they're laying in 6th. They've got 42 points. With 26 games. Spurs have 48 points with 27 games.
Newcastle there, interestingly as well, have 2 games in hand on Spurs and are only 4 points behind them.
So they could get back into that top four. Yeah. Actually, if they win both their games and United lose their next game...
no, it doesn't even matter. Oh, yeah.
Then they would climb they'd over United, which would having be crazy. A better goal difference.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's still so tight Newcastle's both there still and in the relegation zone. It's actually a...
Pretty much from Brighton in 7th, anything could happen.
Yeah.
So I just have to scroll down to see where Chelsea are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we can go on the next point as well then. Chelsea, obviously, in the last couple of games, have been playing well enough to get wins now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They had the...
They beat Leicester.
They beat Leicester 3-1. They had the win against Leeds that was 1-0.
They beat Champions League.
Dortmund
in the Champions League.
So 3 wins in a row for them.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea fans seem to think they're back.
I think it's too far gone for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they were pretty decent games to go on a win streak for them. But also back to what? Back to top 10?
That's what I'm saying. Back to what extent? Like,
yeah.
Like, can they aim for top 4? And looking at the money they've spent and everything they've done this season, can you call top 4 a success? Like, they're looking at it like, we need to get top 4. And yes, we'll be happy if we get top 4. It's like the goalposts are shifting. Remember when we, our season last season, we were expecting what? We were expecting like, well, no, this season, I suppose, we were expecting top 4.
Yeah.
Now we're in a title race.
Yeah.
So now people say if we don't win the title, we'll be disappointed. But it's like the aim at the start of the season was top 4.
Yeah.
So you could say,
if Chelsea, you're saying if Chelsea go and get Europa League, they somehow muster up a way to get sixth, right?
Yep.
And they think, yeah, that's a success. That's a good season. But it isn't really, because it's at the start of the season they would be wanting fourth.
Well,
that's
a good point. At the start of the season, they'd be going for the title. Probably.
Well, exactly. With the money that they spent and really, yeah.
New ownership, new manager. They'd be hoping to really push on.
Because they were what? They were third?
Yeah, I think so.
Last year?
Third, was it? I can't remember, but...
Yeah. No.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
It's not relevant either way. Either way. I think they would really want to be pushing for that top two spot this year.
Yeah.
And they just haven't. And so the goalposts have changed to be, does getting in Europa League, does that quantify as a good season for them?
Mm.
I don't know. Time will tell. And we'll find out sooner rather than later. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, I think I did actually want to talk about Manchester United again real quick, because they did draw with Southampton.
They did. They did drop points again. And well, not again, but...
Casemiro is just almost about as bozo as Romero is.
Yeah.
And there was one thing in particular I wanted to say, and that's why I've got this hat on.
Yeah.
This Dolphins hat. Did you see Marcus Rashford?
No.
Did you see his dive?
Oh, right. Yes.
Elegant, like a dolphin.
It is. Yeah. Nice. That's good. Nice, good little one. You can take it off now. No, but... What was it? Who tackled him? I can't remember.
No, it was the keeper, wasn't it?
Oh, it was the keeper, wasn't it? Yeah, keeper's come out and he's retracted.
He's gone nowhere near.
And he's gone, no, I'm not actually going for that tackle. And Marcus Rashford, Prince of England.
Has thrown himself.
Sir Marcus Rashford has made a fool of himself.
Onto the turf.
Yeah.
Onto the Sir Walter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sir Marcus on Sir Walter. And it's embarrassing, really. And he's run up to the ref and be like, "Did you see that, ref?
Yeah.
Like, brother, we've got VAR. We know you're a dickhead.
Don't be silly." to be fair, he's not much of a diver, Rashford. He's not. That's why I was like, "Did he actually dive there?"
He's not, but that was tragic.
But yeah, that was pretty. He's obviously
one that Bruno did in the game.
Obviously, been watching
tragic,
Bruno. So. Yeah.
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 And moving on to what the whole point of this was, the Casemiro red card.
Yes.
Was it a red card?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So there was another analogy we had United fans reckon he got the ball, right?
Yeah.
I reckon he potentially got the top of the ball.
Short. And this is the thing. Even if he touched the ball, right?
His studs have gone over the ball into...
It wasn't even like it was down here, right? It wasn't down here on the guy. I'm showing you my leg. It was his upper shin.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a...
Just below his knees.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think... it's like... Yes, okay, maybe you've got a little bit of the ball, but you have followed through with your studs up over the ball
any
into
more
the
force,
guys.
You're inverting the man's knee.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's totally a red card.
That's the thing for me. Like, it's just, why are you going in with your studs up anyway?
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Just control yourself. Get a toe on it. This is all you need.
Yeah.
Make him lose balance, lose the ball, whatever. Just don't. Flying your studs up, and why have it that high?
Yeah.
And what we say, it's like...
Well, it's like you're at a birthday party, right? You're at a birthday party.
Yep.
For some reason, you've found yourself in Mexico. And all of a sudden, there's just this piñata, right?
Why is Mexico? What's Mexico related to it?
Well, piñatas are from Mexico.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was just anyways.
Anyways.
It's just to set the scene. you're hitting this piñata, and you've gone... Bang, broken the pinata. Good on you.
You've tipped the pinata.
Yeah. Yes, true. Yep. You've nicked it. And then the bat's followed through. Presumably the bat, it could be anything.
The M16 you used to break the pinata has followed through.
The bullet that you've has gone through.
You've accidentally pulled the trigger and taken your sister's head off.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you to blame for that?
Absolutely.
I'd say you are. I'd say you are.
Yeah, sure. You can argue. And you know what? And your mum comes over to you and she goes, "You're grounded for 4 weeks."
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Because he got 4 weeks on his red card. But, and you go, "Well, I hit the pinata." It's like, yes, okay. But you also killed your sister.
It's like, yeah, but your sister no longer has teeth because of you. Your sister needs dentures at the ripe age of 12. Like... Yeah, your sister's standing about 2 meters over there, and you've somehow managed to hit her with the same bat that you're trying to hit this pinata with, and it's like, we're off topic now. But like, yes, you've made contact with the ball / pinata, but you've also fucking killed someone in the process.
Yeah.
So it's like...
So in summary, it is a red card.
You still have to... It's like, as well, you're driving on the road. You're still on the road. Yes, you're on the road, but you've also hit the old lady who's just trying to cross the country park. Yeah,
you haven't watched...
Yes, you're on the road,
yeah,
but you've hit the person who's allowed to be there.
Yeah. There's so many analogies for this.
Let's keep going.
The next half an hour, find an analogy.
It went downhill, but the pinata analogy was one of my favorites. So.
Yeah. It's surprisingly, though, it was given a yellow at first.
Yeah, surprisingly. Yeah. I think the ref had a good view on it.
Yeah.
And then
and United fans want to say that Anthony Taylor was against him that game.
Yep.
When in fact, I think he made two right calls there.
There was a Fernandez dive in the box. I didn't see that. Because there was a second one after the red card. He went through, ball at feet. I can't remember who came in. They slide tackled, got a toe on the ball, kicked it away. And Bruno Fernandes is trailed his leg as if to get contact, which he did get the contact. And United fans were up in arms.
Yeah.
But the point is...
And he was in tears.
He got the ball. And if United fans are saying, oh, Casemiro got the ball first, that's never a fucking red.
Yeah.
Old mate got the ball first. Yeah. So where's you've so just thrown that. Your own point out.
Exactly.
Of
the exactly. Yeah.
Anyway... I'm so sick, you know, of getting and that makes over
for
United.
Casemiro. So he's because of that, because it's his second red card of the season. It means instead of it being three games, it's four.
Yes,
right. Which means that he has missed seven league games, or will miss seven league games from suspension alone.
They signed him in the summer, did they?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So
and we knew he had that hot head streak from his time at Madrid, but
yeah.
I didn't think it would be that bad.
But is he unreliable? Because
he's got a lot of yellows as well.
Yeah, he does.
He missed a game against Arsenal.
So it could be eight.
It could be eight.
It will be eight. Yeah.
So it's just... At what point do you say, all right, mate, just, you know...
Yeah.
Just calm down a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. It's like he's going to be United Xhaka.
Well, that's the thing as well. Xhaka, for all the abuse he gets and his hot-headedness and whatnot. Yeah. He's got two red cards in his Arsenal career. Casemiro's got two this season.
In the Premier League. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a bit of a myth. Xhaka getting red cards, hey? Like, it's just... I mean, he's got two in the Premier League only, and obviously he's got two or a couple extra in other leagues.
Well, you look at him this season where he's actually being used where he should have been used his whole career.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know how many yellows. He's probably like four yellows.
Yeah. Which is pretty good. So
and eight GAs.
What else have we got? We don't have much here, actually, which is the whole point. We're trying to keep this episode a little light this week.
I'll write it.
Shut your mouth. okay. So should we talk about the Fulham game? Arsenal Fulham.
Yes.
So
and while we're not yet at Easter.
No, we aren't. We aren't yet at Easter. Soon. But we've been given an early present.
An early Easter present for us.
All you Christians out there are going to love this because Jesus is back.
He is risen.
Gabriel Jesus.
He is risen.
He has risen.
Which, honestly, has come around a lot faster than I thought it would.
Than expected.
They're saying, oh, he'll be back after the international break. Which I was like, you know what? That's okay. That's when our fixtures start ramping up.
Yeah.
We're going to need him for them. But he's back already. And... I think Arteta said midweek in his press conference, he said, it's not about when I think he's ready to be back. It's about when he comes up to me and says, boss, I'm ready to start.
Yeah.
I need to start. Like, I'm eager to start me.
And which, you know, obviously players are going to be eager to come back and obviously they want to play.
Yep.
So I think it's not just down to him.
Yeah.
It's not just his decision. Oh, my days.
Okay, Bozo, we get it. Stop it by me.
And, you know, it wouldn't have just been Jesus' decision to, you know, it wasn't just up to him to say, I'll come back.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was some deliberation
and
some decision making.
It's like when he felt that he was ready without the fear of...
Yeah, then they can go, okay, let's have a look, and then we'll say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm happy. I was pleased with him coming back early.
He probably would have been back 2 months ago if it was up to him, so...
Oh, yeah.
But
this is the thing. He only came out of that brace 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is just like... Exactly. You're in a full knee brace. You've immobilized your knee for weeks.
and now just suddenly
and he's already back running. Playing. Yeah, exactly.
That was like midweek. We're like, oh look, he's back.
Yeah, he's in team training, drills.
And
yeah,
then you see like, him fucking. Yeah. You see him running,
and it was literally it was about 15 minutes before lineups came out that there was that news that he's in the team.
Yep.
Or that he'd arrived at the team, and it's like, okay, righto. That's a bit. And then he's come on and played 20 minutes at the end. So
and we all knew he was back because of that one big chance he missed.
Yeah, it's not Jesus if he.
There was news as well. Not news. There was people on Twitter saying, "When we'll know he'll be back when he skins four players, makes it to the to get a 0.6 GA shot on target, and he'll miss it."
Yeah,
and then we'll know he's back, baby.
It'll hit like
he's
crack.
Back. Yeah, and it and it did.
It did.
It did hit like crack.
But yeah, so. I'm glad he's back early.
I'm so buzzing for
him back. I think he'll be that last little piece that we need to get over the line for the league.
I think what he does, he gets everyone on the ball a bit more.
Yeah.
And he got Ødegaard on the ball a bit more when he came on.
Yeah.
He works really well with Martinelli.
Yeah.
I think Saka was a bit more central as well. Mm. And yeah, it was just good. Xhaka gets more involved.
Yeah.
Xhaka has more space to run into. It's just, he just makes everyone better.
Yeah. And yeah. And no, I think, and his presence as well. Obviously, he's one of the two serial winners that we have bought from City. And I think him and Zinchenko are going to be, well, with two of the players that are going to want this title win the most out of anybody, really.
Yeah.
They're going to want to show City that, you know what, shouldn't have sold us.
Yep.
Bitch.
Bitch, they won't do that again.
Exactly. No, they won't be selling us any players ever again.
But if you do, I'll take Gundogan.
Yeah, we'll take Gundogan, actually. We've said this a lot, haven't we? We'll absolutely take Gundogan when his contract expires.
I think of all the players they got in their team, yeah, you'd like a lot of them. You'd like De Bruyne.
Wait, so his contract expires in 6 months, hey?
I think
In four, isn't at the end of the season.
I think so.
If they don't, you know what? He could be on his way. He could force a move, you know. If we win the title.
He could see his buddies over here living their best life at Arsenal and he say, all right, well, you know.
Or they would you? Because he's like 35.
Yeah, that's true. He's like he's like 32.
34.
But he's still a beast.
He is a beast. He is keeps a beast.
City
would you start him?
I'd start him over Xhaka, to be honest.
Yeah, but would you go and buy? But if, what if? Yeah, but if we've got plans to go and sign Declan Rice.
Yeah, see, that's true. You'd rather get like a Caicedo and a Declan Rice. Yeah, leaning towards the youth a little bit more, but
yeah, I agree.
And then Bellingham, we got to have space for him when he comes in.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a point as well. On while we're on the topic of going off topic, I had a very strange argument.
Yeah.
In that we win the league, right?
Yeah.
You remember 2016, 2017, whatever, Arsene Wenger asked Mbappe to come to Arsenal.
Mm.
And there was recent news came out and Mbappe didn't even consider it.
Yeah.
Because we weren't in the Champions League. All I'm saying, we're in the Champions League. We will be next season.
We'll be calling you up, Killian.
If we win the title with this young team who's lacking an extremely prolific striker.
Yep.
With the youngest team to win the Premier League, I think it might be.
What's not attractive about this project?
Young manager playing incredible football.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
I've probably sold ourselves short here. Is it a project? If we win the league, is it a project or is it a success?
Well,
because at the end of the day,
well, it's a success in the end.
It is.
It's very much a success, but it's.
But can you still consider it a project?
But like we're still, for me, this season was the last stepping stone of the project before next season, then going on to challenge for that stuff.
Yeah.
So we've gone.
We're a season early.
We're ahead of schedule in that we're going to win the Champions League next season.
Yeah. prematurely winning the league is.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Pretty good.
And
it's make me doing something premature as well.
Why would Mbappe not look at it and say, yeah, you're always premature anyway? Why would Mbappe say no? Like, we came in with the money, which I think would be the real block in it, that we wouldn't offer that much money.
Yeah.
He'd want like 400, 500K a week.
Yeah.
And we just wouldn't offer him that. But yeah, who's to say if all that came through, who's to say he would say no to us?
My only worry is
a lot of French Mbappe in the club. You can follow
as much as he, yeah, exactly. And you know what? As much as he is probably the best player in the world right now, I don't know if I'd want him.
You think he brings issues?
I think he brings issues. I think he brings issues. You see what he's done at PSG,
yeah,
and he's half taken control of that club,
yeah,
right.
But and yeah, I think if he comes and
put his foot down and say, "Well, no, you're playing for me. I'm not playing for you, buddy."
Yeah, and in that sense, I don't know if he'd come.
You see this? We've got Saka, we've got Martinelli, we've got like Vieira, we've got all these young players who can be world class.
Yeah,
you have to show them how to then get there.
Saturn, we don't need
and
you.
And how to maintain them.
We want you, but we don't need
we
you.
We would love to have you.
Yeah,
but do not bring those issues with us. You're coming in to help Saka.
Yep.
Develop into what you've done yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Sort of, or everyone else, really. Yeah. So,
and Martinelli.
Yeah.
Transition him to a nine, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something I thought I'd bring up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that way we could rival City's striker, main City striker.
Otherwise
obviously, Haaland is bombing it.
Awesome man or something.
And I wouldn't mind having our own Haaland.
I was also talking to my City mate about what if City don't win the league? Haaland's looking around. Real Madrid are sniffing around. I don't see Haaland leaving City, not for a long time.
No.
But, like, you know, what if we test the waters? And Haaland goes, that's a younger team. That's Pep Guardiola with good hair. And that's a good project.
Yeah.
Why don't I go there, win leagues for
and I should have listened to my national team captain and joined the right team.
Yeah, that's right. I can go play with my best mate.
Yeah.
For
by the way, if we had got Haaland, you know what? I was going to say, I reckon we'd get Centurion.
I think this season, Jesus is the best player we could have gotten.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of developing everyone, in terms of bringing everyone into it, in terms of making it us a team.
Yeah.
I think next season we can probably go get that Osimhen, we can get Mbappe, we can do whatever.
And Osimhen, I think Osimhen would be the best player we could get.
Because the facilitators in the team now know their role. And they're now able to bring the nine into it more as opposed to the nine bringing himself into it, sort of thing. So if we can feed that nine, we can get Osimhen. Hell, let's go get Kane.
Oi. If you want it, hey. Harry Kane, if you want a trophy.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, who wouldn't come to us right now?
Yeah. If we win the league,
the issue is the money.
Or even now, even if we don't win it. Like,
who wouldn't?
It's obvious we're playing amazing football.
Who wouldn't want to come to
us? We've got Champions League.
We're building a dynasty.
Exactly.
We would have to be, for me.
Yeah.
No bias at all. We would have to be the most exciting prospect in world football right now.
Yeah. I agree.
Yep.
But what else is there? There's no big league.
City are going to rebuild. Yeah. I think this season they'll probably spend another $250 million on their defense.
Yeah,
because they have one natural right back and he's in college.
Yeah, he's still learning math.
One's getting his wiener out on camera. One's in jail.
One's inappropriately touching other women. But
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So they're kind of shambles. So I think they will spend.
They love a good
lot of
scandal,
money.
Don't they? City? Yeah, absolutely. They love their name to be in the headlines.
Yeah. Anyway, moving Taylor
moving
swiftly.
Actually,
on.
Well, we're still on City, aren't we? I was going to say moving on, but
we're
our next point
city.
Is City, because obviously they played.
Oh yes.
Against Palace.
Yep.
I'd actually say pretty comfortable 1-0 win.
Yeah.
I would. By the looks of it.
I think they kind of rode their luck a little bit.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they do what they did.
Yeah.
They got the goal, and I think they're absolutely fair.
Yeah.
They're going to be right on us till the end.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're not obviously backing down. Like, that. You know, they've had two seasons. Like, they're known for a last game of the season comeback sort of thing.
Company, Aguero.
I'd much rather that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Obviously. But, they're definitely still putting the pressure on.
Yeah.
So.
Spurs FC blood.
Yeah.
Putting the pressure on FC.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I just did want a quick bit of praise for Trossard.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I missed this.
Who is one of the smartest January signings we've made in years.
Yep.
And I went on the record a couple weeks ago of saying, let me hold that, Jamie. No, I'm speaking to both of them at once. No, I was said a couple weeks ago on Twitter. Leandro Trossard, this is going to be real controversial for you, all you people at home.
Yeah.
Leandro Trossard is a better January signing than Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Just let that one settle in for a minute.
Yeah, I'm letting my brain tick.
In terms of scale, right? Like, of course, Aubameyang, he was major in getting us a trophy ending our trophy drought.
Yeah.
For what, we won the FA Cup and he carried us to that. Carried us to a European final as well. But Trossard, if we win the league this season, had Martinelli, not Martinelli, Jesus was out. Martinelli and Nketiah weren't doing too good together. Yeah. Trossard comes in. Martinelli's back to his old self.
Well, this is the thing. Imagine if we didn't get Trossard and we didn't buy a winger at all. We've had nine issues with our nines. So obviously, Nketiah has been injured as of late. Jesus has been injured for months. Yeah. We wouldn't have someone to play in that striker role.
Exactly.
And he has. And he's come in and he's played nine.
He's not come in to play a striker.
No.
But he has. And he's been incredible there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if I agree, but I think...
The first player to get a hat-trick of assists in an away game in a first half.
Yeah. What else can you say, really?
Just something to put out there. Time will tell, obviously. And yeah. I think it's probably too soon to say that against Aubameyang.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Is that really, I mean, at the point of the first 6 months for Aubameyang, he was quality. And we had no idea the issues that he was going to bring.
Yeah.
So who knows? Trossard might be the same. And we know that he caused issues at Brighton as well. So who knows? He might be pretty similar.
Yeah.
Look, but it's at the moment.
It's a very fickle game, football. Yeah. And I think, yeah, we'll find out. But. Yeah. I don't know. It's just something I wanted to put out there.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of controversy.
That was good. That was good, mate.
There you go. Thanks, man.
Yeah. all right. Well, we're trying to obviously keep it short this week.
So what do you reckon? You reckon
should we move on to our predictions?
Well, do you want to quickly say, do you want to predict a Sporting win?
Okay. We can do because we didn't. Did we do that last week? Not really.
We did. We kind of just started lining up.
Sporting.
I think we're going to go strong against Sporting. I think that's pretty much all I'll say. And then I think we'll win.
Yeah. Do you think Kivior starts again?
I'd give him another game.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Do we play Holding? Do we play Kivior and Holding? Or was it Kivior and Saliba or Gabriel?
Kivior and Saliba.
Okay, I'd probably go the same.
Yeah,
with maybe Tommy left back, Ben White right back. I don't know, but I'd go Xhaka and Partey and Ødegaard and Saka.
Yeah, yeah.
Martinelli and Jesus if he's ready to start.
Yeah, would you? I don't know if I kind of would keep him for Palace.
Yeah,
I'd have him on the bench.
But we really want to wrap this up.
Yeah.
We want to play 45 minutes of football and then get Jorginho on and just pass.
Yeah, and that's the stage we're at. Yeah. So, yes, give your sleeper. Sorry, that's all I was trying to query there. So, should we move on to predictions?
Yes.
So?
Well, what'd you say? You reckon what's the score against Sporting?
Oh, 2-0.
To Sporting.
Yeah, how'd you know? Nah, 2-0. 2-0 home win.
Yeah, fair.
I think we keep a clean sheet at home, actually. I don't know why I think that.
Yeah, you're a bozo.
But I don't know. I feel like it'll be comfortable.
I weirdly
just think it'll be a comfortable game.
We've kept 11 clean sheets. 11? I think it's 10 or 11 clean sheets in 14 away games this season.
Wow.
Which is just nuts.
That is pretty good, hey? Considering before, after Wenger left.
That means we got
during that Wenger last year, we used to dread away games. Yeah. And now, we're like, come on.
But, we just concede silly ones at home.
Yeah, we do.
We've only got two or three clean sheets at home this season. So, it's, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. All right. Brighton Palace.
Brighton Palace. So, this is game week, 28?
Yes, match week 28.
Okay. Sorry, match week.
Match week, game week.
Brighton Palace. So, this is on the Thursday.
Isn't it?
Thursday for us. I've got a cheeky little...
Although, just before we get into that, do you want to update the scores?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
We're all over.
Do I want to? I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, you do. So, I got 6 points. We'll move swiftly through our results last week. I got 6 points to add to David's misery over here.
David. Sorry, I didn't change my name. Dave.
Dave. And, yeah, you got 3 points, so...
Really not looking
the
good.
The first five games of last week: Brentford, Fulham, Bournemouth, Liverpool, Everton, Brentford, Leeds, Brighton, Leicester, Chelsea. Neither of us got any of those right.
Yeah,
we were wrong on all of those. And then the next three: Spurs, Forest, Palace, City, Fulham, Arsenal. We both got a point because we predicted the winner, but not the score.
Yeah.
United, Southampton. Neither of us got anything. West Ham, Villa, Newcastle, Wolves. I predicted.
Yeah.
The result, not the score. So I got 1 point there. You didn't get either.
Mm.
And then so we picked a goal scorer for West Ham Villa. and Benrahma took the penalty controversially over Danny Ings.
Yeah, which was my obviously my goal scorer.
So I got the goal scorer and he didn't. So that gives me 6 points, gives you three.
So that's the first time we've got that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Pretty buzzing.
Not that. Really, but pretty good. Pretty good that, you know, it's a new little thing that we brought in and it worked.
Puts me 9 clear.
Yeah.
With 10, 11 games to go.
Yeah. So it's still doable because this is the thing. I can go and get 3 correct scores this week.
Depends as well if we want to do one for the international break. I think we might.
Nah. We could.
But you do need the points.
I do need the points. So maybe we can, but
we'll see.
We'll discuss it. We'll deliberate within the organisation.
Yes.
All right.
We'll
so
talk to the higher-ups.
Yeah. See if it's allowed.
Yeah.
So, first game, Brighton Palace. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I've gone for a 1-0 Brighton home win.
Okay.
I think, as much as I think this is absolutely a very comfortable game for Brighton, I think they can win it pretty well.
Yep.
I just don't know. I'm getting a 1-0. I don't really have much of an explanation for some of these this week.
No, same.
They're just
honestly,
gut feeling.
I just kind of threw them out there.
Which last week was a little bit of research involved. This week is gut feeling.
Yeah. So you realize pretty quick that research doesn't help in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you cannot predict football based on research.
Yep.
Well, I reckon you... Well, anyways.
I went 1-1.
Okay.
Brighton at home aren't as good as they are away.
Yeah.
Much like Arsenal. So I think they conceded a cheap goal. They've scored a lot of goals recently, but they don't seem to be getting a lot of them over the line. So 1-1.
I think that's Palace, that's actually a good prediction to be
because
fair.
Again, Palace, when you least expect them, they show up.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, 1-1 for me.
Yeah. All right.
Southampton, Brentford.
Yeah. What do you got?
I think Southampton have looked decent recently.
Yeah.
Ward-Prowse is chasing that free kick goal.
He is, that's true. He missed two against he had two or three chances against United, didn't he? Yeah. And he hit the frame twice. Yeah.
And then he went left corner and it just went wide, I think so.
Yeah, so what you got?
But I think I'm not sure how Tony is still playing.
Yeah, honestly, I've forgotten that existed, to be honest, because I just think
guilty
that's
and he whatever, it's weird. But I think every game could be his last. So he's just going to play out of his skin for the rest of his career, which could be like before the international break, whatever.
Yeah.
So I've gone 3-1 to Brentford.
Yeah.
Okay. Beat Southampton.
Yeah. Yeah, another comfortable for Brentford, actually.
Yeah.
After they lost to Everton during the week.
Yep. They'll need to bounce back.
So. Yeah, I've gone comfortable as well. I've said 2-0 Brentford.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I think Southampton could score. But, I don't know, they just don't look threatening. They just can't finish. So, I think Brentford are quality. So, I'm going to 2-0. 2-0 Brentford. Forest Newcastle.
Yep.
I've gone with, I reckon Forest will score.
Okay.
But I think this will be another comfortable game. Another away win. Newcastle to win 3-1.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Few goals in that one.
Yeah, a few. So I think, you know, the game this morning, they're back scoring.
Yep.
Scored two.
Isaac's back, to be fair.
Isaac is back.
And he was good.
Yeah.
He was really good. He's a good player. So.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. I kind of went the other route. I've gone, they don't score as many as they used to.
Yeah.
And Forest, kind of a bit weird. So I've just gone 1-0 to Newcastle.
Okay.
On the road.
Yeah, they are. The Forest are a bit weird, hey. They like to get little results. Like, I wouldn't even be surprised if this was a draw or something.
Yeah, Forest even get a W or something. But.
Yeah. All right.
Villa Bournemouth?
Yep.
I've gone, this will be pretty easy.
Yeah?
I was just thinking Unai Emery. And you know how he loves to just attack the weaker teams.
Yeah.
So I've gone for a 3-0. Villa to beat Bournemouth.
Yep. So did I.
Simple. Yeah, 3-0. Yep. Same deal. Yeah.
3-0. I think you're right. I think this is very much a kind of, I don't know, there's something. Villa are like, they're doing well this season.
Yep.
And they, as of recently, they probably haven't gotten as many results as they like. But I think this would be a pretty simple win against Bournemouth.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Bradford Leicester, which is also the game that we've gone for a goal scorer for.
Yes. Yep.
What'd you go?
I said 2-2.
Oh, yeah, okay, same.
Did you say that too?
Yeah, I said 2-2.
Okay, all right. Well,
2-2-2.
2-2-2-2.
I said 2-2-2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But who was your goal scorer?
Harvey Barnes.
Harvey Barnes.
I don't think he scored in a few weeks. I think it's probably time to get back. If anyone's going to score... I was going to say Madison, but I know you picked Madison.
That's a good shout. Yeah, I did pick Madison because I need the points and I'm really hoping he scores just to get me that extra point there. But Barnes is a good shout too, you know.
Yeah.
Harvey
Barnes.
Ooh.
Moving Taylor swiftly on. Southampton Spurs.
Eddie Howe. Southampton Spurs. I think Spurs drop points here.
I wish.
You wish?
I really hope.
Okay, well, where'd you go?
I went 1-0 to Spurs.
Okay. So, low scoring?
Low scoring.
Easy though?
Both teams are really low scoring. Yeah. So.
I said 1-1. I think... Yeah, I reckon Southampton can get something out of this game. I don't know why. I reckon Fraser Forster lets his old team get a point.
Fraser Forster.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. He did save a penalty though, didn't he? Forster?
He did save a penalty against who did they play?
Who cares? It's fine, Spurs. Wolves Leeds. What are you going?
I've gone.
That's a shit game for me.
Yeah, it is a bit average. Bit of a relegation game, isn't it? Like kind of. Yeah. I've said 2-1 Wolves. Home win. I think a home win. This is the thing. I'm going more strategic in that I'm not just like picking, who do I think will win? I'm looking, you know what? Home team wins 65-70% of the time in the league.
Yep.
Right? So I'm favouring that side a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, right, okay. I went 1-1.
Okay.
Yeah, just evens.
Even Stevens?
It's kind of a boring game. Neither team scores a lot of goals. Yep. So just, 1-1.
Okay.
You know how it is.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, I do know how it is, actually.
Chelsea Everton.
The Frank
Lampard derby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Managerial derby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, even though Frank Lampard's not there.
Yep.
Frankie
Lamps.
And I think Chelsea continue their win streak. And I think they win 2-1.
2-1, okay.
At home. Another home win.
I reckon this will be pretty comfortable. I've gone 2-0.
Yeah, okay.
I think for the first time they're really going to show us what they can do.
Okay,
and I think sooner rather than later, Chelsea fans are going to see the light and say, you know what, Graham Potter, he just needed a bit of time.
He just needed that little bit. He needed a little bit of time,
yeah. And now he may buy himself a bit of time with a comfortable win over Everton 2-0.
Yeah.
And then finally, the feature game,
the feature of the week:
Arsenal versus Palace, of the Crystal Variation.
Yeah.
I have gone another comfortable. Probably not as comfortable as we would like, but I think this will probably be Jesus's first start back.
Yeah.
And 2-0.
2-0, comfortable. A lot of comfortable games this week, hey?
Yeah, it's kind of a dead week, I can't lie. But
yeah. 2-0. I too have said that the Gunners will bomb the Palace.
I'm not sure you can fucking say that, really.
Well.
Anyway.
I've said 3-1.
Okay.
3-1 to the arse.
No clean sheet again at home.
Nah.
See, I'm wishful thinking, trying to get a clean sheet.
Yeah, that's nice. But you know what? Wishful thinking does not outweigh statistics.
Well.
It totally does. And this is what I've needed to learn in the last couple of weeks.
I'll learn your...
Statistics can show me that this team... We'll beat this team.
Yep.
Doesn't always happen. Football's weird like that.
It's good. That's why we love it.
Yeah.
And you know what I do love? We've managed to keep this episode under
an hour. Well, hopefully. We have 50 seconds to wrap this up. So, do you have any final words, Daniel?
Thanks for coming. See you later.
Class. Good finish.
No, that's it, really. Yeah. Nothing else really to talk about.
Yeah, no. I think, what we got? Episode 10 next week.
Yep.
Big one. Big double digit.
We might do a massive giveaway.
Double digit doozy.
We'll do a giveaway.
A giveaway.
In that we'll give away your time to us.
Yeah.
probably an hour and a half of your lives, because I am going to Europe in less than
8 days.
Yeah, 8 days. So
episode 10 will come out and Daniel will be on his way.
Yep. I'll be
on his way to the European tour
over the seas, bro.
We have 8 seconds to get this an hour on the dot, which I would love because that's just really nice. And so we will see you next week with a big episode 10. See ya.